الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We had discussed about the hair, about the topi, about the amama. Next comes the kurta. The kurta is sunnah to wear, which is known in Arabic as qamis. But if we take the literal translation in the according to the dictionary, then the dictionary translates qamis as a shirt. And what we understand as a shirt is the Western shirt. That is not the sunnat kurta. Sunnat kurta, to understand, there are various ways. One, if you look at it from kitabs, in Muslim Sharif, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha showed the qamis, the kurta of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and clearly it's written that there were slits in that kurta. And then the other, perhaps the most strongest dalil from the kitabs of this of the kurta is the riwayat of Salma ibn Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This his name is Salma ibn Aqwa, and this may be the most aqwa wa taqaf dalil, the most qawi dalil for this kurta. And that is, he told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do hunting, and so when I'm out in the jungle running after animals hunting, so is it permissible for me to make my namaz in thawbin wahidin, in one cloth? That is, the shura have written, in the kurta alone. In those days, the more common dress at the bottom was the lungi, not the trouser that we wear. And the lungi also they used to wear was not the sewn one. Yet till today, those who wear lungi either wear the front sewn or leave it open, but fastened in such a way that the sitter cannot be seen. And those days it was more the open one. Anyway, to hunt animal wearing that lungi, running after the animal, is very, very difficult. So he would remove his lungi and only wear his kurta. And now, from this also we understand the mansha, the purpose of his asking, that it was not easy to run after the animal. So the same way with this long Arab kurta, it is very, very difficult to maneuver, to move around. So much so that Mufti Radaul Haq Sahib Damat Barakatum of Darnum Zakaria, in his lengthy fatwa, which his fatwa is also that the sunnat correct kurta is the one with the slits. And on this point here he writes that forget making jihad with that kurta. Even to sit down for wuzu, for eating also, for small little things with that kurta is a problem. A few years ago at Qurbani time, when they had made a trench for the blood of the Qurbani to slaughter the animal, one person tried and crossed over. But wearing that kurta, he couldn't stretch his legs enough, because it limits you completely. And he fell into the trench. So that kurta, and in fact, the purpose of introducing this long Arab kurta, which was done by a person by the name of Lawrence of Arabia, and he was a Jewish person, and his main purpose was to remove, and he was the main person to demolish the Khilafate Usmaniya, the Turkish Empire, their Khilafate, which was in the whole world for the Muslims, in round about between 1920, around there. He was the main cause, spy, who had succeeded to demolish the Khilafate Usmaniya. And he brought the Ali Saud, the present Saudi government, he was the cause of bringing them in. And he introduced this kurta into the Muslims for two reasons. One is to spread nationalism, that the system of the British in the past, of America today, is to divide and rule. Make the people divide them. Like we also, unfortunately, how many of us, we don't think ourselves as Muslims. We think ourselves as more as South Africans, as Americans, as Pakistanis, as Indians, as Africans, whereas the first thought for a Muslim must be, whatever the nationality is, we are Muslims. And our brotherhood is one. But they have succeeded so much that we also still have this racism and this nationalism in us, which is very, very sad. Like, for example, like Iraq and another country, Saudi, still they will think I'm an Iraqi, I'm a Saudi, Pakistani and Indian, I'm a Pakistani, I'm an Indian, though we are still one, but we think ourselves like that. So anyway, he introduced this long kurta. So Salma ibn Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu wanted to hunt, and you needed free movement. So Nabi Kareem, and he asked, can I break namaz in one cloth in my kurta alone? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no problem, do that, but make sure that you fa'azuru, that you button it up. Walau bi shawkatin, even if you use a thorn in the jungle, you don't have buttons, use a thorn. Now this question comes that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you must button it up. Our minds will naturally go that here in the front, you must button this up. But this is not sitr. Why would Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put so much stress that you must make sure you put the buttons here? And yeah, normally there would have been buttons. He would have used buttons. But what was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referring? What reference to all this, it appears that the slits, because that is sitr there. So make sure you button that up. And make sure that if you don't have buttons in the jungle, and you don't know, people normally don't put buttons here. So walau bi shawkatin, even if you use a thorn, but make this button it up, because that is sitr. So cover that up. So that is also one strong. And also that the kurtas have buttons here on the side. There are quite a few nationalities who have got buttons on the kurtas on the side. The Moroccans, the Nigerians, it's quite common that they have buttons. Anyway, and the third thing that we should consider, that our deen, more than it is from kitabs, it is from narration of generation after generation. That is the real deen that we have. Our deen also, we might think we learned it from kitabs, but if you sit and analyze, we have learned it more from our parents, our forefathers, from with whom we lived. Like a child in the house learns kalima, learns all deen things, etc., from the older generation, from his top generation. A child, even boys, learn namaz more from their mother. That is why many men also have still got certain things of woman's namaz in their namaz, because we saw our mother making namaz, we stood next to her, she went in ruku sajda, we also went in ruku sajda, then afterwards we started going to the masjid, we saw how people were making namaz. And deen to learn from kitabs is very difficult. In fact, if you leave one person who doesn't know anything about namaz and you write it out and give it to him, or from kitabs he must learn, he will not be able to make that namaz. And deen that you learn from somebody you see making namaz, that is very easy and practical for everyone. So our deen, which is really from generation to generation, if we look at our older generation and what their kurta was like, for example, whichever field you are more involved in, if you are involved and you got your deen and your attachment to deen is through Darul Ulooms, look at the asatiza of Darul Ulooms. Not here locally, but our big institutions like Darul Uloom Dioban, like Jalalabad, like Saharanpur, all the madrasas of India, the madrasas of Pakistan. Go and see now, you will see all our elders, they wear the kurta with the slits, at knee length, and kurta with the slit. Very seldom you will find somebody wearing a kurta without a slit. If you are attached to deen through Tabligh Jamaat, go and see in the markaz in Nizamuddin, in the markaz of Raiwind, in the markaz of Kakrail, in the markaz of Dewsbury, yeah, even locally, you'll see all our elders, they wear this kurta. If you are attached to deen through Khanqa, Buzurg's line, go and see our great Buzurgs, whether it was what we saw, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakaria Sahib, Rahmatullah, Maulana Masihullah Sahib, all our elders. Presently, who we saw, Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Rahmatullah, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib, Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib lived his life, you can say, in Medina Sharif, passed away in Medina Sharif. But Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib should go every year twice, for once for Hajj and once for Umrah, but they never changed their dressing. They maintained this dressing. So this is convincingly, that is, which is the Sunnat Kurta of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in any case, the madrasa is the rule of it. So wear this kurta, and there is more detail which we will inshallah also try and explain how actually the Sunnat Kurta should be, the length of it, how it should be. From what we saw, all our asatiza of Dioban, where we stayed for so long and we never saw anyone wear any other kurta. But for now, some students are still wearing almost ankle length kurta, and then they just got a small slit there. That is not also right. The kurta should be just over the knee at the most, and then a slit of about 30 centimeters. The slit should be at least so long. And that is why Hazrat Salma ibn Aqwa, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told him that button it up, because it's a long slit, not just a small slit below the knee. Below the knee is no satr. Above the knee is satr. Till the knee, including the knee, that is satr. So that kurta we should wear. No student, even during holidays, even after you graduate, if you are a student who is loyal to this madrasa, wear the sunnat kurta, which our akabir all wore, and which is proven from the hadith also. Some people say that we wear that round kurta without the slit for satr purposes, so our satr doesn't open. Whose taqwa is more greater, ours or our elders? Ours or Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where we came out with so much of taqwa? How they knew the deen, that is the perfect way, and we should follow in their way, not with our thinking. So maintain this proper sunnat kurta wherever we are all the time, inshallah.